Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Of your favorite song, incredible what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Good morning, and welcome to Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. So excited to have you with us on today. I'm really excited that we have a very, very special guest. I had an opportunity to share the platform with her at our television station here in Atlanta, WATC TV 57, and was so blessed by her presence, her anointing. And I just really, really wanted to bring her to Walking in Power. She has a powerful testimony, and you get to hear some music coming from her as well. So we're excited about that. But first, let me share with you our sponsors and advertisers. Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman. That's the song you just heard. I tell you, every time it comes on, I get so excited. The Power of a Woman, Antonia Lawrence. You can purchase that on iTunes, Reverb Nation, and multiple media outlets. Mobi Flyers. Mobi Flyer is a flyer custom design that lives on your phone and does everything a print flyer should do. It's not an app. It's not a website. It's a mobile interactive flyer. Our ministry has one, Vision of Life Ministries in Lawrenceville, Georgia, has one. It has done tremendous amount of outreach on our behalf. So please, MobiFlyers.mobi, M-O-B-I. FLYERS.MOBI. Do you have the Women of Power 2015 Matters of the Heart ringtone? It's here. It's free. The official Women of Power 2005 Matters of the Heart ringtone can be uploaded on your Android or Apple device. That's bit.ly/givingmylove. bit.ly/givingmylove. It's the official Women of Power 2015 ringtone. Well, it's here. It's here. April 30th through May 2nd, host, pastor, and conference speaker Val Scarborough presents 2015 Diamond Women's Conference. Pray for my footsteps. Please, there's still time to register at womendiamondministry.org. I'm sorry. DiamondWomenConference.com. DiamondWomenConference.com. April 30th through May 2nd in Atlanta, Georgia. Please go out and support this great effort of this great woman of God. Now, let's hear from our advertisers.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. They have virtual tours staff. We'll walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project, D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
Let's please support those great advertisers. They are the ones, and listeners such as yourself, that keep walking in power coming to you for almost 5 years now, and we're continuing going strong. Now, Pastor Zachary, Pastor Z, artist,
yes.
My ex-teacher, yes, I'm so glad to have you with us. Let me tell them a little bit about you. You're born in Indianapolis, Indiana. She's the daughter of Bishop and Dr. Brenda Downing. She was reared in the church in a Pentecostal background, and when her parents launched their ministry, Crusaders for Christ Pentecostal Temple, it's there that Zachary was reared in leadership. The church organist, minister of music, and her parents taught her to be proud of her biracial heritage. And Zachary lived in Michigan for the past 19 years and recently moved to Greater Atlanta to start a ministry that the Lord has called she and her husband, the Remnant Church. She's going to tell you more about that. In 2013, she launched her campaign to introduce to the world Project Z. Project Z encompasses the various talents and abilities of Zachary. There's always a message built in. With God, all things are possible. One of Zachary's favorite sayings is, stop looking for the miracle and be the miracle. There's so much more to come. Fasten your seatbelt. Prepare to be uplifted. I'll introduce to you Pastor Z. She has officially taken off the runway. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. BJ. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm so glad to have you with us this morning.
Oh, praise God. I'm glad to be with you all. Thank you so much.
Oh, wow. Well, let's get right into it, because I know our listening audience wants to hear so much about you. Tell us, what impact do you see the ministry, because you're getting ready to launch a new work here in metropolitan Atlanta. What do you see this ministry impact that he's placed in your hand, you and your husband's hands? What kind of impact will it make in this environment?
I think it's going to make a huge impact. The first reason being is that we got the call directly from the Lord. My husband and I have been just working in ministry, of course, under another pastor, and the Lord called us out. And when we got the call, our pastor, we met with him, and he actually prophesied to us and told us that we would go on to pastor ourselves, and that God had already told him, had given him the same message that he gave us, and he gave us his blessings and also has been mentoring us in this new role with pastoralship.
That's a blessing. That's a blessing. Mm-hmm. And with you coming great leadership, it shows that you did this, you and your husband, rather, did this in order, in order. And that's so important.
Yes,
that's
amen. Yes, it is. It's important to start right.
Right, right. So important. As we see so much going on in our country and abroad as well, but do you believe there's a move which, as leaders, we must nurture and address with boldness in this season?
Oh, absolutely. I feel the Lord is calling forth new leaders, people that maybe have been overlooked and maybe not even considered to be leadership quality, if you will. But He will take the least likely ones to raise up a remnant and say, I'm still going to have a people in these last and evil days. And there is a great revival that is getting ready to break out. I know they are rioting in Baltimore, and I know it's a whole lot going on in the world right now. But God is raising up a people that are going to carry his message across this land.
I believe so. I believe so. I love what you said about those that may not be what, quote, unquote, others think are leadership material.
Mm-hmm.
God gave
That's
me a
right.
message a few years ago. A few years ago, he gave me a message and said, he's going to anoint the anonymous. And what
Hallelujah.
Is happening is anointing the anonymous. And then what is happening is that it's time for the remnant, the real church of God, stand up. because so many of our faithful leaders, patriarchs, matriarchs in the gospel are transitioning from this life to eternity. So there
Amen.
Has to be, revival talked about, there has to be that remnant. And I look at what God is doing in your ministry, and I believe he's doing such a work so that you and your husband may be an example to others. What do you think?
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. And we have beckoned to the call and stepped up to the plate, kind of stepped out on faith with not even knowing where the next step was leading. Literally moved to an area where we didn't even know anybody to start a church. But when I tell you, if God be for you, who can be against you? People are coming from everywhere. We have members from Hong Kong, England. We have those that have visited us from other countries. And we just praise God because all he needed was a yes, and he is doing the rest.
Yes, yes, yes. One of the things you said, that you moved here, didn't know anybody, just really stepped out on faith. Really stepped out on faith. Well, then, why is it that we're seeing, or are you seeing the faithful becoming faithless? Because you made a statement you made amazing.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know what? There have been so many that, you know, the Bible even prophesied there would be a great falling away. And, you know, many have even become weary and well-doing, or have gotten distracted, allowed, you know, the things of this world to distract them. But it's high time for us to go back to our first love and go back to the basics. And that's, you know, even if we are required as believers to do our first works over again, God is requiring his people to shake themselves, because the enemy is trying to rock the church to sleep. And he will be successful if you're not on your post, not on guard. But it is time for the saints to shake themselves and seek the Lord with diligence until he gives them an understanding of what their purpose is in this last and evil day.
Wow. Wow. When you talk about, when the Bible talks about, but O Zion, arise and shake, for the Lord is truly soon to come. Pastor Z, do you believe that people are really believing that the Lord is soon to come? You know, we've heard it for years, and I don't want them to think this is a fable. This is not a fable.
No, you know it isn't. It is so not. And when I tell you that if you know anything about the Bible and the people of God know anything about the Bible, you can basically put the Bible next to the current events, what's going on, and it's running parallel. The prophecies have been fulfilled. All the signs are here. And I don't believe, though, that a lot of believers believe that he's soon to come. They're more concerned with other things. And, you know, all we have to do is we need to follow the word. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else is going to follow. All the blessings will follow. And so if we would just do that, we wouldn't have to worry about, you know, trying to focus on getting ahead. We need to focus in pressing in with the Lord, and then he'll take care of all the other stuff. But he is soon to come, whether we believe it or not.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. You also have a dynamic music ministry, and we're going to listen to, tell us what we're getting ready to listen to, our audience, and how did it come to be?
I believe the song, the one you get ready to play, is Made to Worship. Is that right?
Is what it is.
Okay, what it is actually. Well, the Lord has been giving me songs since I was 3 years old. As you said in my bio, both my parents were pastors and ministers, and so they anointed my mother's stomach while I was still in the womb and said, "Lord, we give this child back to you. We dedicate her for ministry." So I had a purpose before I even came into this world for ministry, but reared in the church, you know, I was able to exercise giftings as far as in the musical department, became the minister of music at a very young age. Our organist, which was an older lady, just one day left and said she wasn't coming back. And my father told the church, he said, we need an organ player. And he asked the church to stand, and he brought me, set me over on the Hammond organ, laid hands on my and anointed my fingers as they were on the organ, and the whole church believed God, and within 30 days I was playing that organ for the church.
Nice. My God.
And so God has just had an anointing on me for ministry, but the song actually that you're getting ready to play is one that he gave me in a prophetic dream, and gave every last lyric to me in a dream. And when I woke up, I wrote it down, went in the studio that same week and recorded it. So it's a message straight from the throne room that he wanted the saints of God to hear and people in the world.
Amen. Well, let's listen to What It Is.
Amen.
Talking to Jesus, a direct link to the throne. He said, hello, my lovely lady, how are you today? You know I care about you, so I send new mercies your way. I've been enjoying our time together, especially when you pray. I know you love me too, and I got something I want to say. I'm calling you out of your shell and out of your comfort zone. I know you had some hard times, but I never left you alone. What it is, what it is, what it is, what it is. I'm calling you. Testimony, I have need of you. I need another mouthpiece to tell the world that I am real, to tell them that I love them and that I'm that deal. So when it looks like all hope is gone, I step in and fix everything that's wrong.
What it is, what it is, what it is, what it is.
Any failures, any pains, any ups, any downs, it don't mean a thing. I care for you.
I do.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Oh, Pastor Z, I was about to put that on repeat. That was awesome.
All right.
Gosh, God gave you that in a dream.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did.
Wow. Tell our listening audience where they can get that your project.
You can go on my website, www.zacklyn, that's ZACKALYN.com, for more information.
Wow, that is beautiful. The lyrics, the words speak to the heart of the people.
Amen.
It speaks
Thank
to the
you.
Heart. That is just totally awesome. Totally awesome.
Praise God.
Next Sunday, May 3rd. What's going
yes.
on?
That is going to be the first public Sunday service for the Remnant Church. My husband and I, Pastor Kevin Buford, we are just so excited what the Lord has done for us. We are actually having service, and this is in Canton, Georgia. So the north part, north of Atlanta in Canton, Georgia, and it's the community center there off of Free Home Highway. So you can also go to the website Zacklyn, ZACKALYN, for more information. We'll put the address on there for the location of the services.
Wonderful. Now, what is the vision of your ministry? And if I may ask, what tools have you been given by God, you and your husband have been given by God, to implement the vision?
Amen. Well, we really have resolved to give God everything that we have. And that includes, you know, the talents, the giftings with the music. Of course, my husband has management talents, and even our children are involved in ministry. They have prophetic giftings and what have you. But the biggest tool that I would have to say that we have, and the most effective tool that we have, is our testimony. And we have been healed and delivered ourselves, and just our testimony alone will show people that God, it's not over until God says it's over. When people count you out, you know, when you go through a first bad marriage and you go through a divorce and you think you can't rebound or whatever, you know, God still has, you know, a purpose in your pain. And so that has been our testimony. We have very transparent ministry. My husband and I, we have a beautiful blended family. So we have 6 children all together. He had 3, I have 3. And so that in and of itself, when you're raising 6 different little souls and personalities, you could write a book just on that.
on that alone.
Yeah.
On that alone.
It takes Jesus. But you know what? We know that God is a healer. He is a restorer. We have been broke, busted, and disgusted, and God has raised us up. So we know he can be a financial provider. We know he can be Jehovah Jireh. We know he can be a doctor in the sick room. And so we relate to others that are going through. And our job in our ministry is to help see them through to their healing. Those that are coming in that need to be restored, we realize that we're dealing with remnant people, those that may have been cast out or left for dead, but God still has a purpose. He still has a purpose for them. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have come for. That's what God has called us for, because he has a people here that he's putting his mark on, he's putting his name on. And we just want to be a part of the restoration process.
I believe you will be, and I believe you will make an awesome impact, listening to you saying that you can relate. And I think that's what we've got to understand as leaders. In order to build relationships, we've got to be able to be relatable.
Amen.
We've got to be able to see, well, if Dr. BJ did, or if Pastor Z did, you know, if he healed her, or if he delivered her, if
mm-hmm.
he set her free, he can do the same for me. And we've got
Amen.
To become parent in that area so that we can be relatable. I so agree
Amen.
With that. I so agree with that. And the name of the church is called?
The Remnant Ministries, also known as the Remnant Church.
My God, my God. Awesome, awesome testimony, awesome testimony. I had, as I said earlier, I had the opportunity to meet you and your husband and meet some of your children, and was so blessed
yes.
just by the presence of the family. The presence of the
Amen.
Family just really blessed my life.
Amen.
So again, on that website, give them
okay.
where the church is located. Make sure we get that out there again.
Amen. Okay, the website again is www.zacklyn, that's ZACKALYN.com. And on that website, there is a link for the Remnant Church. And services are on Sunday, 10:30 to noon, only an hour and a half, so you get in and out. And that's located at 9253 Freeholm Highway, and that's in Canton, Georgia, 30115. And it's the community center that's next to the fire station. And if you have any questions, you can email Pastor Kevin or I at theremnantchurchatl@gmail.com.
Amen. Well, Pastor Z, this has been amazing. We have about 2 minutes left to pray for that person that's looking for a church home, looking for an area, and looking to build a relationship with those that are relatable.
Amen. Father, we just thank you right now because we know that the listeners that are listening to this broadcast is not by accident, Lord. You don't make mistakes. So we just thank you for your divine presence that even is going throughout the airways. We're asking you to touch those individuals, Lord, that have been seeking you, have been wanting to know you in a deeper level, wanting to know you in a more intimate relationship, God. And we're asking you to continue to direct them wherever they might be. Lord, open up doors, bring people to them that they may not even know, Lord, to just speak a word of direction into their life, Lord, because you said you never leave us nor forsake us. So we know that you've been there all the time through the tests, through the trials and the tribulations. But God, we say that we thank you. We trust you with all our tomorrows. We're not going to worry about it, God. And we thank you for what you have done and what you are going to do. And we surrender our life to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you know someone that maybe was not able to listen to this live broadcast, we're going to make sure that this broadcast goes on Women of Power website homepage. I'm going to get ready to send out a to media. And I want you, I'm asking you, if you know someone in the Canton area, somewhere in that surrounding area, let them listen. Let them listen to this pastor. Let them listen to her heart. Let them listen. Let them listen to what God has placed in their hands. Because I truly believe you will be totally blessed by their presence. We're getting ready to go. And I tell you, we're going out with what it is. But one thing I must say, whatever you know, and whatever you do, always walk in power. God bless you, Pastor Z.
Thank you.
Talking to Jesus, a direct link to the throne. He said, hello, my lovely lady, how are you today? You know I care about you, so I send new mercies your way. I've been enjoying our time together, especially when you pray. I know you love me too, and I got something I want to say. I'm calling you out of your shell. Of your comfort zone. I know you had some hard times, but I never left you alone. What it is, what it is, what it is, what it is. I'm calling you.